voices raise. Let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise. Before God's presence let us come with praise and thankful voice. Let us sing songs to God with grace, with grateful hearts rejoice.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We are expecting Pastor and Mrs. Otero to arrive shortly. They had some airline connection problems, and so they are on their way, and we expect they will appear at any moment, and very thankfully, we have able Associate Pastor Tomlinson, who is here to take care of the situation if it becomes necessary. And so we're grateful for him for that. So at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find an answer to the question, how can I walk worthy of the calling of Christ? At the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be teaching from God's Word, the topic titled The Bible, Cosmology 101. Men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at the home of Albert and Thelma Veloz. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 15, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship.
Thank you.
let's continue our worship with hymn number 42, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 254, Come to the Savior.
We are grateful that we made it just counting and preparing minute by minute the transfer from one place to the other. And thank you to Elenita and their children changing cars, bringing my car to the airport so that I can fly home and change and be with you. So we are grateful. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you bring us together like a family. It was a pleasure in Mexico to listen to our own church and to hear the voice of our people praising your name and to hear our good brother, Thomason, preaching the word of God to us. What a blessing it was to our heart, made me cry, to see that the work here at Bethel was founded not in a man, but on Christ Jesus, which was my dream. Thank you, Father. And now driving the car and hearing the church and timing how to arrive, how blessed we are that we have these facilities, but also that we have the radio broadcast and the internet broadcast so people around America and across the world can hear the word of the living God and listen to the praises of God from the congregation and from the choir. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship again, to study thy word, to look upon thy word in a very serious matter. And then, Lord, to exhort ourselves from thy word and learn from thy word. the things that we apply to our life and little by little change our behavior until we become in the image of Christ Jesus, our Lord. We pray, Lord, for all our missionaries who are involved in our church, 12 of them. How blessed we are that we have them, each one in a different function, as you gave the gift to them to develop. And so, Father, we are privileged to have each one of them. Thank you and thank you. Lord, thank you for the support that your people and love do to this church. Thank you for their care. We have been growing like a family, and like a family, we are responsible for the care of the ministry and for all the expenses. Thank you, Father, for the congregation that we have and for the opportunity to develop the ministry because of their effort and because of their care. Lord, thank you for the visitors these mornings, and we pray that the word of God will be good to them and will be a blessing to their heart. Thank you, Lord, that now you allow us to continue in praise and in the word and in the exhortation of thy word. Thank you for your care. No matter wherever we go, thousands of miles away, we count with that blessed Savior who is side by side with us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence is always near to us. And now, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
my spirit free, then I might worship thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee. Set my spirit free, that I might worship thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1152. We will be reading John chapter 4, verses 19 through 24. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. John chapter 4, verses 19 through 24. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our great Father, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us in the scriptures, which are the source of your truth, without which all knowledge and other truths would be meaningless. We are grateful that by your grace and by the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come into your presence whenever or wherever we are, not necessarily in rituals in certain places, but inwardly in the Spirit. As we learned in Sunday school today, we come as little children in weakness and dependence on you, and acknowledge that in ourselves we do not have any resources. Help us to walk worthy of our calling. We thank you for the return to this pulpit of your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the great truths from the Bible. Bless also those listening. Bless us with understanding here and on the radio and internet and CD that we may grow in maturity. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?